Good morning to you, Fran.
And Warwick, the cricket. The fifth test ended in a draw due to bad light, but England very nearly snatched the win thanks to a pretty sporting declaration from Michael Clarke.
Yeah, look, it was beautiful. Everyone thought this was going to end up a tame draw, anything but tame, lots of controversy, because the umpires with England, just shy of victory, decided to intercede with bad light. Now, it was a technical decision, Fran, because they'd used the meters earlier in the test match when the lack of light equaled that previous measurement. They had to go off, and England only needed 20 runs. They had plenty of overs to spare, wickets in hand, and I've got to say, sometimes Test cricket can be its own worst enemy. I mean, if I was an umpire, they didn't take the light meters out in the first place. The third umpire had to bring it out. I would have told the third umpire to just put it back in his pocket and walk away. And even if it meant England winning the series 4-0, to have the game finish on a positive would have been far better than the umpires and others being booed as they left the field.
Now, Michael Clarke didn't seem to think so. He was arguing then that they should call it off, pointing the light was worse then than it was when they called it off for light when Australia wanted to keep going.
Yes, but if England had been 9 for 206 instead of 5 for 206, Fran, he probably would have had a different view on things.
And the bad news kept coming in the cricket. The Southern Stars are in danger of losing the Ashes.
Well, yes, they've lost their third one-day international. Now, that means they're behind in the the way this series, the Ashes, is decided with the female cricketers is that they have a one-off test match, then they have three one-days, and they have three 2020s. Now, Australia won. The test match was drawn, so 2 points each to the English and the Australians there. England have won the one-day series 2-1, and that means it's down to the 2020. The frivolity section's suddenly become very, very serious for the Australians. Now, they need to win two of these games, really, of the 2020 games, and that way the Ashes would be, or the series would be drawn, and as the holders of the Ashes, the Southern Stars would get to keep them.
And Fran,
bad luck. We've lost the over 70s Ashes, and the bad news keeps coming. We've lost the over 60s
Enough. Look, just briefly, in the footy, Essendon looks like it's talking now to the AFL. They could lose their points. Not much, so much talk of losing James Hird, is there?
Well, no. I would suggest that James Hird will be part of any deal. It looks like a suspension for 12 months for James Hird. Over the weekend, the word softened. The Paul Little, the chairman, had been vehement about what was going to go on. But I think this thing called the good of the game's been pushed very much in front of Essendon. And we've got to remember that it's not just Essendon who are under tremendous pressure. The AFL's under enormous pressure from various sponsors and so on, because if there aren't nine games being played for points each weekend next year, a television rights holder and a gambling rights holder would be knocking on the AFL's doors and wanting to renegotiate various contracts. And for the AFL, it has the biggest television rights contract in the country at the moment, just a fraction bigger than the NRL, and to lose that would be just an enormous loss of pride for some people at the AFL executive. So I think James Hird will go for 12 months, Doc Reid and Danny Corcoran for three. Mark Thompson will be fined and probably take over and coach next year, although he's so disillusioned with football, he could walk away right now.
Okay, well, a lot of people disillusioned after all of this, but we'll talk again at 7:30 and that
you're
point.
You're not disillusioned over Saturday.
We will be discussing our bet at 7:30, Warwick. Thank you very
good
much.
Your friend.
Warwick Hadfield. It's 6:25 on Breakfast.